that would take out the funding for House Bill 3941 and change shall to may. Is there any objection? Approved. Representative Close, you move the House Bill 3941 as amended to full Ways and Means with a due pass.
Chair, Madam Chair, I will be giving you a courtesy vote. I really need to assess this, and I need to talk to the Department of Ed about it.
And I appreciate that.
So I don't know how I'll vote on the floor.
Is there any objection to moving House Bill 3941 as amended to full Ways and Means with due pass? Note that Representative Hobson is...
No discussion.
No. Discussion.
Thank you. I am going to be a strong no on this. I was in committee, and I will be until the day I die. It helps a little bit to take the money out of it. Before that, and what I've argued before, if you ever divided out the math in this, it gave $57,000 a year to the U of O and $2,200 to each of the schools, so they could have brought paper, I guess, to do something. I think it's a mandate. I think it is disadvantages the other higher ed institutions that we have right now. I don't think anybody is supportive of this except a relatively small group that testified in our committee, the Lane County Action Team. And if any of you noticed in your clips yesterday, the Bethel School District uses this, and the University of Oregon is, in fact, monitoring that. And Representative Barnhart's absolutely right about Eugene. They're above all the state averages. The interesting part is that Bethel, in reading in grades 5 and 8, are below the state averages. And ironically, they exceed the state average at the high school level. Now, I use that, and it's a cheap shot, because I don't happen to believe that we should take a one-shot look at these kinds of things. But if the program that's being implemented here works so well in Bethel, why are their scores below not only everybody else in Lane County, but the state average, and why aren't the other districts in Lane County jumping on this bandwagon? And I assure you, they are not. So I'm a very strong no on this. I think it's wrong.
Any other, let us know how you feel, Elaine. Is there any other objections? Nothing is approved. We now have House Bill 2598. Sue.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and members of the subcommittee. House Bill 2598 establishes a task force on special education and school finances.
We do.
The purpose is better. Studying a number of issues relating to special education and making recommendations. I distributed for you both the fiscal impact statement from Legislative Fiscal Office and the staff measure summary, the Committee on Student Achievement and School Accountability. Just briefly on the fiscal impact, the Department of Education estimates general fund impact of approximately $159,000, almost $160,000. There's no source identified in the bill for these additional costs. I think I mentioned to you on another day, Senate Bill 519A also directs the Department of Education to review the funding of programs and services provided to children with disabilities and provides $150,000 for the Department of Education to spend in 2001-03 for this purpose. And we have information from the department that reports that studies proposed by these two measures could be consolidated under this funding. I'm not sure, again, if there's anybody in the audience who wanted to provide some additional information.
And is there anyone here from the department?
Yes.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, for the record, I'm Nancy Heiligman, Director of School Finance for the department. The department does support this bill, and we believe that the funding provided in Senate Bill 519A will cover the costs identified for staffing the committee. We think this study is very timely, and that it is important to look at our special ed programs and the way that they're funded. I'd be happy to respond to any questions.
Representative Close.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm just looking at the A5. Maybe this is premature, but on line 22 of page 1, you're deleting a school district board member. I'd just like to know why that's been done.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Sue.
Madam Chair, members of the subcommittee, I apologize. I didn't point those out to you, that there are some proposed amendments to the bill, the dash A5, and I think Representative Smith.
Mm-hmm. Representative Smith.
Is there any question?
These amendments were intended to have the OSEA Association be part of this task force. It was an oversight, I believe, that they were not included, mainly because the classified employees of school districts are the ones who are usually in charge of our special education students, teaching them, taking care of them at the most basic level. And I think it's very important that they be included in this task force.
Follow up.
But you're removing an elected board member, and I see a big difference there.
I do too. To be honest with you, I was not aware that that amendment was in here.
Why are we removing Senator
Miller?
Okay. Who's the author of this bill?
Of the amendment?
Representative Backlund was on the original bill. Whose language is this?
Madam Chair and members, I'm
afraid. I would think you would need
to. I just have them handed to me this morning. I don't know who requested the amendment.
Who requested the amendment?
Trishna.
Well, the whole bill, not just the amendment.
Are you referring to the whole bill?
We need Representative Backlund here then.
No. Madam Chair, members of the committee, for the record, Tricia Smith.
Well,
as far as I know, in my reading of the amendment, it does not delete any existing task force members in the bill. It only adds one member.
Well, why does it delete 22? 22 reads a school district board.
Delete 22 and insert 20. No.
The number.
The number. In line 5, delete 22 members and add 23 members.
Thank you for the clarification.
Well, we still need Representative Backlund.
No, we don't.
Well, I don't think it's. I'm not.
You're right.
Certain, but it looks like maybe the subject matter is entirely different than his original bill, which is one of those things they think they call a gut and stuff. Maybe he was the gutter and the stuffer. I don't know. But the question I have is, wouldn't it be possible for the department to do this without this bill?
Pardon?
Couldn't the department
do this without? Can the department
call together citizens for the purpose of investigating or examining any phase of education that they wanted to? Are people just unwilling to come forward unless they're commanded by statute?
Okay.
I think there was a question to the Department of Ed.
And I would further wonder, just specifically, one of the groups here on line 8, page 2 of the original bill is Oregon Business Association. For example, why was that selected over Oregon or Associated Oregon Industries? Who makes these determinations that one business group is somehow preferential to another? I mean, why do we have to get so specific to name a particular group?
Madam Chair, Senator Miller, I am not aware that the department supported the gutting of this bill.
Do you know who didn't?
No, I don't. I do not.
Here today.
Excuse me, and Mr. Representative, Senator Miller.
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry to demote you.
No, that's not a demotion. That's my honor.
And I know that Len Lundquist is here, and he would like to come up to clarify this. I understand that both of these amendments did pass out of Substantive Committee, so we're not doing anything.
I'm not suggesting that it was done today, and I just was looking for the sponsor to tell me why they were doing what they...
And they called for Representative Backman. Would you come up, Len?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Len Lundquist, Argument Association. Just quickly the background on this particular bill. This is a gut and stuff bill. Representative Backman had a placeholder in his committee for any ideas that he might have that come along during the session. The Oregon Business Association has very strong education aspect to our policy, our three major policies of education, transportation, and environment. And personally, having been working on the called education model, which at that time we knew we did not look into special education. We tried to. We didn't have time to do that. This is a big, a tremendous area of the K-12 total funding process that we have not looked at. Representative Backman was very, very supportive of this, and we put this task force together, somewhat prescriptive. And it is true, I believe, perhaps, the Department of Education could do this on their own. We think this is a direction that needs to be given, similar to what you talked about earlier, Senator Miller, in regard to that the legislative body sometimes gives directions to make sure certain things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is specifically in that vein. And we're talking about $1 billion out of our K-12 budget that goes into special education. So that's the emphasis and that's the catalyst why this has come forth. And I'll also say, and I think this is almost a precedent setting, is that the education community, and I commend them for this, came forth on their own saying we need to utilize some of the state school funding source as the funding source for this particular bill. And I think that speaks volumes because what they're saying is we believe this is so essential that we will take some of our own funding and put into this study. I think this actually will be the most important thing affecting K-12 that comes out of this session because of the reasons already stated. And I'd be glad to answer any questions from any of the panel members.
Senator, and Representative Backman is here.
One of the questions was on that line 8. Why Oregon Business Association as opposed to some other business association? Why be so specific?
Chairman Winters, Senator Miller, that was simply that we had been the sponsors of the bill. We had had a huge interest in that, and I guess felt very strongly that we would want to participate in that, and that would be the only logic for that.
President Backman, would you come forward?
Were there members of the public at large allowed to serve on this?
Representing Winters, Senator Miller, absolutely.
Wouldn't a member of the Oregon Business Association qualify if the speaker in this case were selecting people without having that particular threat?
Chairman Winters, Senator Miller, the speaker obviously could appoint some other business association if we didn't have that in there.
If they didn't have it in there.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, the same would be true with respect to line 9, a parent or an advocate for children with special needs. Who isn't?
Chairman Winters, Senator Miller, we think it's very specific that there's a very good, there's a very specific reason why we ought to have a parent and advocate. We wanted to have, Parent or advocate.
Who is not an advocate?
Well, I think there are probably considerable people that are not advocates for this. What we're trying to do is we want to
qualifies you to be an advocate.
Representative Miller, I think we're getting into some debates, and I really don't want to do that. And I did ask Representative Backman to come to talk to us about the original issue as the sponsor of the bill, and whether he concurred with what the gut and stuff was. The policy questions that are being asked here were supposedly dealt with in the policy and substantive committee. So, and I'd like to keep this.
I appreciate that, and I will not ask any further questions. I just wanted to provide some reasoning for why I will oppose this bill, because one, it's totally unnecessary, and secondly, it's very poorly drafted. Thank you.
Yeah. Representative Batson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Vic Backlin, representative from District 33. And this bill did come through the Student Achievement and School Accountability Committee. Prior to that time, I had had a number of meetings with the former speaker, Lynn Lundquist. We did have in mind, I think, at least my impression was that to kind of have a study on special education needs, we had never had that. We seemed to have a feeling from a large number of, let's say, education advocates, COSA, the school boards associations, I believe, the special education department within the Department of Education, and others really seemed to think this was the right time to do this type of a study. I believe we had had some demonstrated success with the quality education model and its impact. We had also had an education leadership summit, which I think received high grades. And so it seemed to me that it was a good thing to do and a good time to do it. So that, I guess, Chair Winters, that's kind of a beginning point, and I'm hoping that I can answer any questions that you might have or the committee might have from this point.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Backlin, I'm just looking at the makeup of the task force, and you have in here that the two state senators that are appointed and the representatives have to be of different parties, but the governor's appointments don't have to be of different parties. He obviously is of a particular party. Why would you stipulate that of the President of the Senate and the Speaker of the House?
Chair Winters and Representative Close, I'm not sure that I can answer your question very well. For one thing, I must tell you that it's been a long time since I looked at the bill, since we ran it through committee. I'm not sure the date. And I was having a meeting this morning, and I was advised that if I could please come down real quickly and participate in this, would I come down? So I haven't read this for a while, so I'm not sure I can answer that question. I do know, in my mind, the details of whom or who would be on this task force were not as important to me as the fact that we should have a task force that would be broadly based, representing a large number of different interests. So that is not a good answer for you, I know, but it is an answer that reflects, I think, where I am on the task force.
The chairman, Representative Close, could I take an answer to that?
Mr. Hunter.
Thank you, Madam Chairman and Representative Close. The reason for that is simply that those four people in those four capacities are the only ones that, in a sense, we have here as a political structure so that we have a balance between the Democrat and Republicans on that. The rest of the committee are not part of the legislative process. And so rather than saying that one member had to, you know, one of the parent advocates had to be a Republican, one had to be a Democrat, that's not where we're going. We're simply trying to keep a balance in the legislative process, so we have...
Mr. Lundquist, you know, you've been Speaker of the House. I think you understand that you've made this a political bill. I think that's unfortunate. I don't think it should be a political bill.
Chairman Winters, I'm really close. I guess I'm not sure why you say this is a political bill. We're simply trying to bring political balance to the politicians that would serve on this bill so that we don't have both Republicans or all four Republicans or all four Democrats. That was an attempt to be certainly, I guess, reaching out in that progress.
I think you've taken it out of bounds, frankly.
That's good.
I just want to say that I'm very supportive of this bill. It seems to me like we really need to study it. It is an ongoing problem. It's been one for a long time. Way back in my early career, I did chair a task force looking at the implementation of public law 94-142 when it first started back in 75. We need to do this. We had legislation dealing with autism, which was good legislation, but the expense of that was tremendous, and I don't know that it was absolutely the best approach. But we need to look at this in a context. And I really am glad we're doing it. I don't think the membership is that important, quite frankly, and I don't see anything wrong with this. I just would like to get the task force to work, doing its job.
Representative Hobson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm going to support this 100%, and I would point out that in the funding, this is one of the few things that the superintendents could agree on, that the need for this is so critical. And I appreciate the autism reference, the fact that, and I'm not even passing judgment on the cutting of the $5.5 million to the regional programs that serve special ed kids, the additional federal money that's coming down to serve special ed kids. If nothing else, we need to learn how to spend that money in the best way possible. So I just think there's everything great about this study and the impact that it'll have, and I strongly support it. I'm not going to be Ms. No on this one.
Sue, what is your recommendation on this one?
Madam Chair, members of the subcommittee, as I pointed out earlier, although there's a fiscal impact statement issued that shows approximately $160,000 as a result of this bill, an impact to the Department of Ed, that they have agreed that the funding provided in Senate Bill 519, the $150,000, would serve both this bill and the activities under Senate Bill 519. There's nothing in the bill that appropriates money, so you don't need to make any amendments in that regard. And so if you wish to move it,
I think I need that. I need another person.
We're waiting for Senator Hartung, Madam Chair.
So we won't be stand at ease for while we wait for Senator Hartung. Please do not leave. We'll wait.
Sorry.
You can open it.
Where are we?
We were at ease, and you need to reopen your work session on House Bill 2598.
Okay, we will reopen that bill. And
one clarification, Mr. Chair, members of the subcommittee, I was out of the room for part of the time. You probably noticed, and you do have the dash A5 amendments before you. So if you want to adopt those, you need to do that. And then move the bill as an individual ways.
I move the dash A5 amendments. Senator Trow moves the dash A5 amendments to House Bill 2598. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered.
Chair, I move the bill as amended to the full Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Trow moves the amended House Bill 2598 to the full Ways and Means Commission Committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Representative Schrader.
Thank you, sir. For the department, you're getting a fair amount of special ed dollars from the federal government this session. I understood from previous testimonies you're able to retain some of that at the department level. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And how much money would that be, the most conservative estimate you have?
Mr. Chair, Representative Schrader, I don't know that figure. We don't have that information with us today, but we'll get that to you this afternoon.
That's too late. What's your latest estimate? Is it going to be over $500,000?
Mr. Chair, Representative Schrader, I simply don't have that number in front of me.
It's kind of hard to believe, Mr. Chair. Anyway, I'll continue. Why don't we get on the phone and find out?
Yeah.
That should take one phone call, please.
We can do that.
Let me continue.
Certainly.
It's the reason I bring this up is, we have a lot of special ed dollars coming to the state from the federal government. It would seem logical, if there's any question about the availability of general fund money, that this is an excellent use of the federal government special ed dollars. So I would suggest that why don't we just put a provision here that they use some of the money that they're getting from the federal government for the funding. Make it happen. You don't have to rely on other issues and other concerns with the general fund being tight this session. Let's just use the federal special ed dollars and fund the program.
Mr. Chair, Representative Schrader, the department is going to call and get that number. I'm recalling that I believe we, that the department reserves 1.5% of whatever additional dollars we're getting in.
Point of clarification.
And I don't know exactly what that number is right now.
Representative Smith.
Does that mean we need to wait for additional federal dollars to come through the pipe before this can proceed? Before this task force can be set up? I don't know. I'm just asking.
Nancy?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chair, Representative Smith, the Senate Bill 519 already contains $150,000 to support this committee. That bill has passed, and that money has been drawn out of the state school fund at, with the agreement of the school districts around the state. They supported this study very strongly and felt strongly enough that they were willing to support it with school fund dollars.
Yes.
I just want to make a comment because there's been a lot of testimony that we heard earlier in support of moving 2598 and the need to begin to address the special needs issue and I for one, you know, support the effort. It's kind of like we continue to talk about the runaway costs. We continue to talk about the needs within the buildings, and we continue to talk about the service delivery mechanisms, and we continue to talk about all the problems. And I believe that this is a vehicle to allow us to begin to address. And those of us who were involved in the quality ed, this was a missing piece when we talked about some of the other educational needs and issues. So I just wanted to put that on the record that I do support and believe that it is a task force. It's one that we need to begin to move forward with. So just a little guidance.
Hey, Senator Miller and then Senator
Mr. Roll. Chairman, just so you'll know why you were required to come back.
I can guess.
my belief is
I read your lips.
This study obviously should be done, but it doesn't require this legislation to be done. And I find in looking through the list of people who are appointed, I mean, that's fine. They would probably be interested and attend anyway. There's one certain particular designation here in your bill that calls for a particular association must supply somebody to this task force. I believe this particular association has been existing in Oregon for maybe a little less than 2 years, whereas a competing organization has been around for 30 or something like that. And I just, it looks like it's a little special interest here that probably shouldn't reside in this bill. And as I said when I was discussing it, a person from that association could be designated, but it doesn't have to be so specific. And so I was having a little problem with the drafting of this bill. We don't usually just put our names in bills as being required to be selected. Thanks, Mr. Chairman.
Right. Thank you.
Hobson has her hand up, Mr. Chair.
Representative Hobson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Since we're waiting for the answer to a question,
yes.
I had even earlier wanted to respond to Senator Miller, if I might, not in relation to a specific organization, but in general, the reason I think it's imperative that this be in statute is if there's one thing we wouldn't want to do to the Department of Education, unless we were being cruel and mean, would be have them make up this list of people, because I think the arguments would be rampant about how come one of these and not two of those and two of these and not one of those. So I think the legislation is necessary from that point of view, and I'm skipping your other point, which I certainly think you have a right to.
Well, then I would, if I might respond, that the legislature could take this up also in an interim committee. No reason why we couldn't do all of this without all of the grandiose expense and designation of who's going to be on it and all that stuff. So another task force, that's just what this state needs.
Well, this could be a joint
Sure. Yes, Senator.
I don't know how necessary it is to find out whether the department can have additional monies to fund this. They're going to fund it anyway. Can't we go ahead and pass the bill out and then just get that information? They're going to give it to you, aren't they, anyway? We can ask. You're going to get the information that he wants, right?
Mr. Chair, Representative Schrader, if your question is, will the department receive more than $150,000 additional, the answer is yes.
Okay. That's what I needed to hear.
Okay.
Can we just go ahead then?
Yes. Is there any further discussion? We have a motion in front of us that we pass out to the Full Ways and Means Committee House Bill, A. N. Gross House Bill 2598 as amended with the A5 amendment. Is there any further discussion? Is there any objection?
I object, sir.
Let the clerk call the roll, please.
Aye.
Aye.
No.
Aye.
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 No.
Aye. Motion has passed. Any other business to come before this committee? Let's see, I need some material.
I think we're on the floor, at least.
I have one thing.
Okay, don't leave yet. Let's do it. We have some other business. Okay. Let's see, carriers on that bill. Who would like to hear it? Representative Winters to the full in the House, and Senator Trill to the Senate. And what else do you have?
Mr. Chair, members, yesterday you heard about a dropout prevention demonstration program. There was a question about dropout rates in high schools and which high schools and Cedar Middle schools would be in this program, and the department provided that information to me yesterday, so I wanted to get that.
Oh, good. Thank you. Who requested this, or how did this come up? How did this come up?
Mr. Chair, members of the subcommittee, I think it was Representative Smith who requested the information, if I recall.
Okay.
What?
On the dropout, the handouts.
Oh. Yeah, it was
oh, well, great.
Bless you, thank for sure.
Okay, we have the information. Anything else?
We couldn't change the mail.
Not for
did you pass it?
No.
Okay. Fine. If there's no other business to come before this committee, we are adjourned.
Oh.